This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday now. Man alive, look at how fast the week is going. Isn't that awesome? It is election day, election night. We are actually going to dig into a lot of that right off the bat. Here's what we have for the show. We're going to talk about, you know how we talk about the system all the time and how the system works? Well, it's been laid out in front of us, a great example of it. You ready to get smarter? I'm ready to get smarter. Lord knows I need to get smarter. We will talk about that. Going to do a big email roundup. Don't agree with me when I say I need to get smarter, Chris. Anyway, the GOP House, they passed Israel aid. I have mixed emotions. We'll talk. We'll talk about the newest recruitment spot for the FBI. Very interesting. Gavin Newsom with some revealing ties to the CCP. We have our first AI human-like robot. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin, first of all, by wishing my son, my oldest son, James, happy birthday. I have a 15-year-old boy now. Going to be driving soon. That means pretty girls, wrecking his mind and his focus. Stay focused on your studies. Anyway, happy birthday, my son. Now let's begin, because today, as you well know, is election day. No, election day is not next November. No, stop. Today is election day. If you still have time as we speak, maybe you forgot to vote, maybe you were busy, whatever. Go vote. If you can, go vote. Drag a friend. That local election you're ignoring is 10,000 times more critical than the national election you obsess over. Always remember that. But I want to get to some things before I dig into all that first. There's something we have to understand always about communists, especially American communists. They're always working towards insulating their agenda from the people. This is universal for communism throughout the history of communism. Did you know that the Congress, well, I'm going to call it Congress, that's not what it was called then, but the Congress in the Soviet Union, after the communists took over, did you know that they were actually free and fairly elected? And the communists found out that they had, roughly 25% support. Most of the people didn't want them. The communists didn't back off. They didn't retreat. They didn't say, oh, dang, guys, shoot, the people don't like this. Let's change our ways. They just
They just eliminated the Congress. Part of the reason, and we'll dig into this later on about our law enforcement agencies and the DOJ, CIA, DHS. That's going to be a big part of our show tonight because of this, these newly released documents that we know more and more information about. But part of the reason these organizations are so evil and political now is because the communists recognized these organizations exist outside of your reach. What can you really do about Special Agent Jerkwater at the FBI, who works in the Southern District of New York, who authorized the kicking in the door of journalists because they possessed Ashley Biden's diary, allegedly? What can you actually do about that person? Nothing. Nothing. If you live right next door to him, you can do nothing about that person's power. And I thought about that when I saw this story today. Little story. No one will talk about it, but it's big. And it's indicative of where we are heading quickly nationally. Alvin Bragg, obviously, George Soros, communist DA of New York City. He's pitching a new law. What is the law? He wants a hate crimes modernization act, addressing things like, quote, homophobic slurs and things like that. Listen, the Democrats in this country will sell this as an Israel or Jewish protection bill. But always understand something. When they make these things look flowery and very, very appealing, the effort is never to protect you, the citizen. The effort is always to make opposition to them against the law. Always and forever, the goal is to make you, your beliefs, the Constitution itself, your freedom of speech, your guns, your this. The goal is always to make you an enemy of the state. You want to have a really uncomfortable talk before we get to these local elections here, which I'm going to get to in a minute? The most uncomfortable talk in the world? Let me ask you something. Just you and me talking. Let me ask you something. If somebody walks out on the sidewalk in front of you right now, does not harm you in any way, but gets on a microphone and voices the most despicable opinion you can imagine, do you believe that opinion should ever be against the law? Think of the worst thing you can imagine. I love Hitler, or something awful, I mean, whatever. Black people suck. Pick your awful opinion. Do you believe that should be against the law? You may be saying no. Maybe you're shaking your head right now. No, free speech is free speech. And I'm glad you're saying that. But you should understand that if you're saying that, you're in a minority. The majority of people actually desire to have speech they really, 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 really hate censored and made against the law. The problem with that is the communists will eventually find a way to use that law against you. If you'd like Exhibit A, take a look at the FBI's current efforts to combat, quote, domestic terrorism. You see, we've already covered who exactly the domestic terrorists are. Remember, you live in a country now where Roe versus Wade was overturned and the FBI responded by arresting a bunch of pro-lifers at gunpoint. They have their studies out. They have their guidance, their seminars, if you will, on who domestic terrorists are. And who are they? If you go down the list, well, it's you. It's a bunch of bumper stickers on your car, a bunch of statements you've made several times on Facebook. They're coming after you. Well, how in the world did we get to a place as a nation where the FBI even got the power to attack the political opponents of Democrats? How in the world did we get there? Well, we were very, very understandably interested and stopping terrorists from hurting us in the wake of 9/11. We were concerned about Islamic Jihad. We were concerned about these homegrown jihadis. We just watched 3,000 Americans fall. We watched our iconic Twin Towers crumble to the ground. And in the wake of this horrific tragedy that probably is tugging at you right now the way it's tugging at me, we did a very normal thing, and I'm pointing fingers at me. Maybe not you, but this is me. My fault. I did this. I, too, looked to the government and said, do something. Make that against the law. Go after these people. Tap their phones. Destroy their lives. I don't want to hear about the rule of law. I don't want to hear about the Constitution. Americans are dying. Attack them. And they did. And now they are using the exact same language and the exact same laws to attack you. You know, the FISA court was set up because as soon as it was proposed that domestic law enforcement agencies like the FBI start spying on American citizens, people understandably were concerned. Wait, that might turn bad. But the FISA court didn't actually take care of any of that. They approve, I believe last time we checked, 98% of FISA warrant. The FBI comes to them 98% of the time. They say, oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. You see, there is zero protection once you start giving the government the authority, the ability to turn anyone they want into an enemy of the state. I talked to a former FBI special agent today, and he told me something that, look, you know, I know how evil the system is. This even gave me that, oh my gosh, really moment. You want to hear what he told me? You want to hear what kind of country you live in now? I'll tell you in just a moment, and then we'll get to this local elections and emails and things like that. But I'm going to tell you about something cool first. You obviously know that I take a male vitality stack from Chalk. I tell you about it all the time. You know all that. They have something new. Something that's going to be added to the stack if you want to. Get this. They've been working for 2 years on an all-natural formula called Chad Mode. I'm not making that up. Chad Mode. What is it? It's essentially a pre-workout, all-natural scoop of it's like a cup of coffee, all natural though, and you starting your day, whether you're working out or not, taking off like a rocket ship. No Diet Coke in the morning, all natural and healthy. Go get some. This stuff is awesome. CHOQ.com. Remember, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. So get those. By the way, we have Black Friday specials. There's all kinds of specials right now. You have to remember to use the promo code Jesse, but go Chad Mode time, baby. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday on an election day, and I'll get to those in 1 second. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, don't forget, last night I brought up John Yancey's name, a war hero from Korea, World War II, and I promised you I would bring in the book I had read, describing what he did. And this is a guy who didn't end up getting the Medal of Honor. That's about 45 minutes from now. I will actually read that for you, and you're going to geek out on it. It's freaking awesome. What a lion this guy is. All right, before I get to that, I want to finish my thought on what I was told today by a former FBI special agent. So wrap your mind around the kind of country you live in. And I want you to keep this in mind, especially if you're one of these types of, no, it's not that bad. The great men and women at the FBI. No, Trump's not going to jail. Jesse, that's crazy. We'll MAGA our way out of this. No, surely there'll be an appeal. Listen to the kind of country you live in. An FBI agent. He attended Donald Trump's
January 6th speech. Remember, perfectly legal speech, permitting and everything. At the time of that speech, Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America. Held a speech. This FBI agent shows up. He watches the speech. He then leaves. He doesn't even halfway do anything illegal. He showed up to watch his president speak. That's it. He has had his security clearance removed. He's currently being investigated by the FBI for domestic terrorism, for watching a Donald Trump speech. I hope everyone is aware of the kind of country we live in. And this is in large part why I drive home so much, local and legal. Because your community, local and state, is going to be... One, it's important that you move to a red one. Let me clarify that. Two, once you get there, it's so important that your community and state become a place of protection for you, including legal protection. Because once they're done with Donald Trump, don't think that that's the goal. They never stop with the system disruptor. They'll come for you, too, after that. Once they send Trump to prison, then they'll start going after all of his supporters or anybody who's angry about him going to prison. After all, they've already spent years deciding you're a domestic terrorist. Did you put up a spicy thing on Facebook after Donald Trump got sentenced to prison? Well, congratulations. You just had an FBI domestic terrorist investigation open into you. They're reading your text messages as we speak. Legal and local. But you need to take back your state and community. In fact, you need to move to one. I'm sorry. And then take it back. Now let's get to all these things. Oracle, thank you for harping on voting in local elections. I got all of my siblings, my parents, their best friends, and even my boss to vote in Texas this cycle. While 8 votes doesn't seem like a lot on its own, if we all did this, it can matter so much. Keep shaming the right-wing political fans out of the bleachers and onto the field. What you do matters. No. What you did matters. That's not a small thing. That's everything. And I brought that up because I got an email from an 18-year-old. Didn't say I can use his name. I don't know if he said I can use his name. I don't think so. Either way. He was talking about, hey, I'm only 18. My local library is already carrying your books, so on and so forth. What can I do? Remember something. These legal and local elections, the turnout is staggeringly low. Jewish producer Chris went and voted today and asked his polling place how many voters had come in 2 weeks. 1,600. That's all. 1,600. Your 8 people you just brought? That can change an election. If 10 of us did that, 100 of us did that, changing elections. Remember, speaking of Trump, Trump, quote, lost to Joe Biden by only 50,000 votes in a country of 350 million people. 50,000 votes. It's nothing. What you can do is incredible as long as you don't put too much on yourself. Now, I want to pause here for a moment and I want to talk about something because people are getting more and more involved. And I'm glad you're an anti-communist who's getting more and more involved. I'm glad you're texting friends, family members. I'm glad you're shaking your spouse awake. Don't physically do that, by the way. Your kids, your mom, your dad, your neighbor, your coworkers. I'm glad you're doing that. But I also get a lot of this, and this is why I love your emails. I love to know what you're going through because I go through a lot of the same things. I am also sensing a frustration, like I'm about to get to with this next guy, on why more people are not getting involved. Well, here's why. You know what? I'll get into that in a second. I'll get into that in a second. I don't know if it'll make you feel better, but I think it will. Before we get to that, let's do this really quickly. You obviously don't need any more motivation from me. You're aware of the problems, the crime problems, and you're aware they're going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. DAs like Alvin Bragg are going to make sure they get worse and worse and worse. Remember, Alvin Bragg is not turning violent criminals loose on accident. It's not because he's progressive. It's not because he's soft on crime. He's turning them loose so they will attack and hurt people. That's what they want. Do you carry something on you that will stop a bad person from doing what the DA wants? Hero gun. Hero arrow. It's non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit, but it will save your life. It shoots either pepper balls or pepper gel, depending on which one you buy. But get it. It'll save your life. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? State restrictions may apply. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, only a half hour away from reading a story, a little brief story about a military hero, just because I promised it for you last night. Promised it to you, didn't promise it for you. Promised it to you last night, and we still have to get to this House Judiciary Committee about how the system works. I'm actually going to tackle that next. I just wanted to get to a couple of these other things here. Your frustration when you're trying to wake up Normie Norm and Normie Norma, you're getting frustrated. I got this email. Dear Mr. Meat, I am just an 18-year-old. I'm an 18-year-old anti-communist in Ohio. I just graduated high school and now attending community college, trying to follow in the footsteps of the great Jesse Kelly, but instead I actually plan on graduating. You know what? That's not very nice. Anyways, my question is, why do so many people not care about the abortion issue here in Ohio? I voted today and I asked some of my friends if they did, and they responded that they weren't even registered. Crazy how the lives of human babies are at stake and they don't even bother to register. Says I can say his name. His name is Micah. I could rewrite this email or produce, I should say I could produce a different version of this email 10,000 times. Different versions of you emailing in and saying, Jesse, I'm trying with X and they're not responding. I've tried with my mom. They're not responding. I'm trying to tell my husband. He doesn't care. I'm telling my coworkers. Why don't they care? Why don't they care? Obviously, as we've discussed many times before, we have the numbers. If we can wake up Normie Norm and Normie Norma and get them to start participating with us. And so that always needs to be one of our main goals. We always need to be marching towards being an activist and waking up Norm. I gotta wake Norma up. That has to be one of our goals. But this is going to sound harsh, but it's supposed to make you feel better. You ever see that movie, The Guardian? I'm going somewhere with this. It's actually a pretty good movie. It's a Kevin Costner movie. Chris, Michael, have either, you know, why do I even ask anymore? Of course you haven't. It was made before 2020. So of course you haven't. There's a Kevin Costner movie out there called The Guardian. It doesn't matter. He's a Coast Guard rescue swimmer and it's actually a really good movie. Some young upstarts coming up. Anyway, the guy's asking him because he's this legendary Coast Guard rescue swimmer who saved all these people's lives. And this guy's essentially asking him, how do you live knowing you didn't save everyone every time you go out? And he simply says, look, I swim as hard as I can for as long as I can, and I save as many as I can, and the ocean takes a rest. Just because the norms and normas in your life aren't waking up, and many of them refuse to wake up. Some may wake up eventually once it gets bad enough. Some never will. Some, and this is really hard to accept, especially about people we love, some don't want to. They want you to shut up. Stop talking to me about things that matter. Monday Night Football's on. Go Giants! Some don't want to wake up. It's more comfortable to be asleep. It's harder. It's more of a challenge to live the life you've chosen for yourself. To live the life of an anti-communist, an activist, somebody, just call yourself a patriot, somebody who fights for your country. You know, as we've discussed before, a third of this country fought on the right side in the American Revolution. A third fought for the British. They were called loyalists. A third didn't even participate. Who had the easiest time during the American Revolution? It wasn't the revolutionaries. It wasn't even the loyalists. The people who didn't participate at all didn't have it too bad. Understand that there are many people in your life who cannot be saved, will not be saved, and don't take that burden on yourself. Once you've run into somebody who doesn't want to wake up, there's nothing you can do to make them wake up. That is a hard thing for good people to accept. It is a very, very, very hard thing for good people to accept because you want the best for everyone in your life. You want the best for your country. You want the best for your state, your community, your family, your friends, your coworkers. It's because you have a good heart. Don't take on too much. All right. All right. Now, oh, you know what? One more along these lines. Dr. Kelly, just wanted to let you know that yet again, you're right. I heard you talk about liberal Aunt Peggy's in everyone's lives. And I have a few of my own that ruin every single holiday every year. This year, I'm taking your advice and I'm cutting them out. Every year I cringe and stress about being around them and arguing when you should be enjoying your holidays. Last year's Easter dinner consisted of them yelling and screaming and crying about Trump and how we were all racists. So letting go of all that nonsense and finally getting to enjoy my time with my family is going to be great this year. Freedom isn't free, but it sure is great. Listen, thank you. Listen, you can do the best you can with liberal Aunt Peggy. At some point in time, you got to let her go. All right? All right. Now let's have a talk about the system. We talk a lot about it. We always will talk a lot about it on this show. You already know what it is. The system. A country is run by its institutions. Its government, that's an institution. Media, who brings you the news, it's an institution. Education is an institution. Religion's an institution. Entertainment's an institution. These are the institutions that run a nation. Our institutions have all been taken over by vile communist scum now. And now they've all decided they're going to work together to loot and pillage this country as they burn it down. And of course, they have an enemy and all that. The system has an enemy. It's you. It's you. Anti-communists. Anyone who's caught on to this game and doesn't like this game. Anyone who believes in freedom, believes in the Second Amendment, believes that's the enemy of the system. The system needs either loyal soldiers, loyal foot soldiers who will work on its behalf. But if they can't have that, in the very least, they want people sitting back, do nothings, norms and normas who do nothing. They take no interest in it at all. And so they work constantly against you. You are the enemy of the state in these people's eyes, and their goal is to stop you from being an enemy of the state. And that's a broad description of the system. Specifically, though, how does that work? We've got brought up a million specific examples, but we have a new one. We have a latest and greatest one right here, and I love it because it really shows everything. The House Judiciary Committee, headed up by Jim Jordan, they released a report on online censorship. Now, let me pause for a moment. I am not here to sit and sing the praises of the House GOP, as you well know if you listen to this show. The low-T GOP is feckless and useless. I'll get into this new bill they passed and things like that here in a little while, but they're feckless, they're useless, they're all these things, yes. However, there is value in revelation. There's value in revealing how the system works because it helps people like me, people like you, connect dots and put things together when we see the system doing evil things. So they laid one out for us. Let's dig into it. Before we do that really quickly, let's just do this. I want to remind you that this person was a special agent at the FBI, and there are many more people just like him worried about
you. I was very involved. Our field office, FBI San Francisco, was very involved in helping to protect the U.S. elections in 2020. And I think we can all agree, or I think many of us can agree, that it was a very safe election, that there was no...
That's Elvis Chan. He's not in prison. Neither is anyone at the FBI. They're all still working diligently against you. Do you have your silent bag yet? SLNT? What is it? Well, they're Faraday bags for your smartphones, for your laptops. Why? Because contrary to what you see in the movies, the FBI that's decided you're a domestic terrorist, they don't have to sneak into your home and pick the locks in the middle of the night and install something in your phone. Right now, as it sits there in your pocket, beside you as you drive, wherever you are, beep, 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 they can tap in and listen to every word you say. Get a device, get a bag, I should say, that will block all signals to and from your devices. SLNT.com/Jesse. That saves you 15% off. SLNT.com/Jesse. Protect yourself.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I have so much to get to. It's going to be such a great time. About 10 minutes from now, we're doing that war hero story that I promised you from last night. There's just a bunch we have to get to. I want to talk about how the system works quickly first, though. And a reminder. Local elections, you might still have time to get down. Polling places close late. New York and many other places, go. These elections matter a lot. All right. Now,
How does the system work? Well, the House Judiciary Committee released something, and I'm just going to read this part, and it's going to be a bunch of tactical terms. I just wanted to read it first, and then I'll explain it. All right. Enter the Election Integrity Partnership. That's what this whole thing was called. A consortium of disinformation academics led by Stanford University's Stanford Internet Observatory that worked directly with the Department of Homeland Security and Global Engagement Center. Oh my gosh, I'm so confused already. Aren't you? I'm stopping. Why? Because here's what you need to know. I have a little experiment for you. And one I think you might find fun. You might enjoy it. I want you to look up, just whenever you have a minute, you don't have to do it right now, especially if you're driving or something like that. I want you to look up any one of the various Soviet Union organizations, committees, if you will, Soviet Union committees. I want you to tell me what you see. I remember I did this once because I was digging into the various organizations like the KGB. You know what? I'm going to do this with you right alongside Soviet Union KGB. Hang on a second. And I can't wait to read this for you. It's the greatest thing in the world. So here's a little description. First, the superseding agencies. There was the Inter-Republican Security Service, the Central Intelligence Service, the Committee for the Protection of the State Border, Central Committee and Council of Ministers, Supreme Council. So if you start looking into various Soviet entities, what you will find is this is the Soviet commissar of this, and this is the commissioner, the commissar of that. And it gets so confusing that it overwhelms people. When they do things like this in our government, it's intentionally confusing. Here's the simplistic version of it. The federal government leading up to the 2020 midterms, they were very, very concerned about how many House seats the GOP was going to take back. They wanted to stop that from happening. In order to stop that from happening, they wanted you to shut up. Stop talking about your freedom of speech. Stop making fun of Joe Biden. Stop pointing out things about the failures of Democrat policies. So, but they also didn't want to walk directly into the social media companies and say, hey, we order you to take this down. So the system instead works with academia, elite academia, of course, Stanford. Now, Stanford, of course, they're nonpartisan, right? And not only are they nonpartisan, they're going to handle this in a smart way. And as part of all that, well, once they work with Stanford in a smart way, in a nonpartisan way, then the federal government will have freedom to go, more freedom to go to the social media companies and request that this person, maybe it's you, maybe this post needs to be taken down. They'll have more freedom to go to these companies and tell them, hey, it's not us. We're working with the Department of Homeland Security and Stanford. And they said that Bob and his Facebook post about loving guns, whew, pretty dangerous stuff. Anyway, we leave it up to you, but probably a good idea to take that down. And social media did it. The Department of Homeland Security worked hand in hand with the other branches of the federal government, including the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the CISA, who also worked hand in hand with Stanford University, who also worked hand in hand with social media companies to make sure that truthful post you put up about Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi never saw the light of day. And let's do remember, over and over and over again, the federal government bragged about what they were doing. Here was Jen Psaki.
In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
That was Jen Psaki. Here was more Jen Psaki.
It shouldn't come as any surprise that we're in regular touch with social media platforms. We are regularly making sure social media platforms are aware of the latest narratives dangerous to public health.
Oh, you thought it just stopped there? Let me finish what I played for you earlier. FBI Special Agent Elvis Chan. this human being still walks free.
I was very involved. Our field office, FBI San Francisco, was very involved in helping to protect the U.S. elections in 2020. And I think we can all agree, or I think many of us can agree, that it was a very safe election, that there was no malign foreign influence. There was mostly not voter fraud, despite what you hear on different outlets. Even
the university system in the country worked with the national security system of the country, who worked directly with the White House to make sure that speech they didn't like wasn't seen by the general public. That is the system. That's exactly how it works. You see, the institutions that are supposed to be separate, now that they're all governed by the same despicable ideology, well, now they all work hand in hand against you at all times. That's how it works. Enough of that. Let's get to some emails. Let's get to this bill that passed the GOP House. I have mixed emotions about. And much, much more. We're going to get to a war hero story first. Before we get to any of that, though, I want you to have a year of free meat. What about this? What about a year of free hand-cut top sirloins? A year of free wild-caught salmon fillets? A year of better-than-organic chicken breasts? A year of applewood smoked bacon? How about a year of applewood smoked bacon? Free. That's what you can get right now. It's Black Friday special time at Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers, the all-American meat company that delivers meat to your front door. When you sign up, subscribe to one of their meat boxes, and use the promo code Jesse, you get a year, you get your choice, a year of one of those meat items free. That's up to $500 in savings. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. Not only gets you $20 off the box, a year of your favorite meat. GoodRanchers.com, code Jesse. That's awesome. Don't miss out on that. I mean, my goodness, that's Black Friday. That's Christmas coming early. All right. A war hero story that I promised you yesterday. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.